Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to be with you on Friday. You know what that means here on Political Coffee. It means it's Freedom Friday, where you can call and you can talk about anything you want to talk about politically. It doesn't have to be what's on my plate today, and boy, do I have a lot. No, this is your day. So whatever you want to get off your chest politically, man, you better pick up the phone and call now. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. And I, your humble radio talk show host, and I am indeed a humble man. Just kidding, folks. I do want to be a humble guy, but. You know, you got to poke a little fun at yourself sometimes. It does keep you humble when you do. yes, and I'm in a good mood, too. That's always a good thing when your talk show host is in a good mood. Anyway, Political Coffee, that's Freedom Friday. That means on Fridays, I get to the phones faster. So give us a call, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Yes, I pontificate less. I blather on less. On Friday. Oh, great to have you with us, each and every one of you. What if the shot, getting the shot, prevents you from your life insurance coverage paying off if you die? Because they are experimental vaccines. Now, I didn't see that coming, but hey, there's a story in Natural News about this. In fact, Lars sent this to me, something that he's probably talked about. I haven't listened to Lars the last two or three days, but at any rate, okay. So if you dive into this story, and I will, there's a couple of other reports here that it's linked to. And they're not sourcing this in terms of, I mean, it's just someone who's writing on a website, Tap News. Check with your insurer before you have the vaccine. It's reported that some or all life insurance won't pay out for COVID vaccine-related deaths, as the vaccine is experimental. So here's what I want to add. Again, I'm not seeing anything, no real evidence of this, okay? So here's a question I want to ask. Any of you out there, do you know of someone who died from COVID after having the jab and has been denied payment for a valid life insurance policy? Now, the story does go on to assert that, yes, you can they can deny you coverage, which is different than paying out, right? So I want to know what you think about that, or if you've heard that. Also, after we got off the air yesterday, Secretary of State and communist Shamia Fagan said that Nicholas Kristof, you know, the New York Times writer who's claiming he lives in Oregon and meets the residency requirement, that he is ineligible. He says he's going to fight it. The Willamette Week story about that today says a defiant Nicholas Kristof says Oregon's political establishment won't sideline his campaign for governor. The law is clearly on our side. Talk about being an out-of-touch, arrogant East Coast liberal. The law is not on your side, Mr. Kristof. I'm trying to be kind to him because this is the arrogance that makes us sick. And we're sick and tired of. He didn't provide his income. He claims he paid income taxes in Oregon, but he didn't prove that. He said that he paid income taxes in New York from 99 to 2021. He also said he paid income taxes in Oregon from 2019 to 20. They said in their rejection letter, the Secretary of State's office, you did not explain whether you filed Oregon income tax returns as a non-resident, a part-year resident, or a full-year resident. Christoph said, hey, they never asked me for my tax returns. His lawyers wrote a 100-page letter. We talked about it yesterday. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Mr. Christoph, the law clearly is not on your side. You're an arrogant, out-of-touch New York liberal. You have no business running for governor, but you're going to spend a lot of your donors' money because you have ego involved in this now. Also, there's an Oregon hospital that reports an outbreak of a rare superbug. It's a News Target story. Fungal superbug, Candida auris. Would that have anything to do, maybe, with, I don't know, COVID, the shot? Nah, just silly for me to assert such a thing. And I'm going to get to Freddie in a second. Tina Kotek is resigning. Peter Courtney's retiring. So we're going to have a trifecta, and the left is salivating out of their both sides of their mouths. Now they can get even worse, far leftists. The unions can, to give them everything they want. Now, not that they've been denied anything they want by Kate or Tina or Peter, because they haven't. But now they can go even further. Lots more to talk about, including some other things that I will get to, but folks, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is Power Buick GM talk line. Let's start first with Freddie. Morning, Freddie. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Hey, you know, your comment about life insurance. I've been in life insurance business 11 years. I work for the second oldest company overall in Oregon. And when it comes to life insurance, we've had it for 2 years. And you've had fourth stage cancer, or you lied on your application. If you've had the insurance for 2 years, they have to pay the death fund by law.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you. So what you're saying is, if you've had the insurance for 2 years, by law they have to pay it out, whether you had the shot, you died of COVID or cancer or anything else, right?
Exactly right.
And so, what about under 2 years, Freddie?
When I do underwriting on people, we're not asking anything about their shot status.
Okay.
We're not doing that.
So you're unaware of anybody being denied a payout because they got the shot under EUA and they died of COVID?
If you had the insurance for 2 years, you lied on your application, you have stage four cancer or whatever. If you've had it for 2 years, they have to pay the claim.
Okay,
and that's why, Jeff, that's why when people file for an insurance policy, the company continues to research you to make sure that you are legitimate, haven't lied on your application. And I had a client who did that, and they were 2 weeks away from their two-year period. The company discovered that they had attempted suicide before, so the company declined their policy and refunded every payment they made the last 2 years, almost 2 years, on their premium.
So what worries me about stories like this is, yes, it is a... it's an attention-grabbing headline, right? Because the headline in natural news here is life insurance policies can refuse payouts for the jabbed because COVID vaccines are medical experiments. What worries me is that that's not proven here by actual practice. What you're telling me is you being someone in the business, you know what the actual practice is. And if you've lied, now what if you haven't lied and it's under 2 years?
Well, they're not asking the question whether you had a shot or you didn't have a shot. That's not part of the underwriting at this point anyway.
Okay.
So they haven't. But let me give you this statistic. From 2019 to 2020, death claims had risen 15% year over year, and the industry had paid out $90 billion in death claims in 2020. During that same period, all the insurance companies, which there's over 600-700 of them in the United States, they had written and face value $3.3 trillion in additional new life insurance policies. That's a lot.
Wow. That's a lot.
You bet it is.
So in this story, they're saying that let's see here, that because you took a shot that is under the emergency use authorization, that it is considered, quote unquote, experimental medical intervention. Okay. And because of that, are there exclusions for this kind of thing written into these life insurance policies?
Well, I'm with the number one insurance company in the United States. I'm not, and there's over 600-700 insurance companies. I'm not going to say there's some fly-by-night insurance company out there selling life insurance that put in some sort of a clause in their contract. You know, I don't know that. There's as many as life insurance companies out there, but you know, it depends on their contact score. If they're a top rated company, they don't do that. But if you've got some fly by night out there that's selling life insurance, and all of a sudden they decide to put an exclusion in there, they can do that. But I can tell you this: the law states if you've had the policy for 2 years, they got to pay. And if they don't pay, they lose their license to pay to sell life.
There you go. Hey, Freddie, thanks for adding that to the discussion today. I do appreciate it, and I appreciate your expertise in helping us understand. Again, friends, this is why we talk about things like this, because we want to make sure we're accurate. We want to make sure that it is reality that we're dealing with here. If you've had that life insurance policy for 2 years, according to the law, they got to pay it out. Appreciate it. Thanks, Freddie. It's 6:20 in the morning, Freedom Friday. Anything you want to talk about politically is on the table today. We'll get back to you, your comments, in a moment.
Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Freedom Friday, it means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today politically. Anything you want to talk about politically is on the table for today. And it's a day that I try to get to the phones much more quickly. By the way, thanks to Avis for sending me a couple of things about a number of things going on. Oh, and Where is this? Here it is. Folks, Parents' Rights in Education, which has really highlighted the stuff, lack of a more descriptive term that's being taught to our kids in public schools in Oregon. They have a symposium in Silverton at the Gallon House Farms Event Center. This is January 17th. Okay, it's in Silverton, January 17th. Yours truly is going to be there to talk a little bit about this, as is Ray Hackey, as you know, one of the stalwart attorneys here that's fighting the fight for liberty, of all kinds of liberty. He'll be speaking from he's with the Pacific Justice Institute. He's here from Salem. Jenny McGuire is a former behavioral specialist teacher for 20 years at the Silver Falls School District. And Donna Kreitzenberg, campaign manager for Education Freedom for Oregon. Okay. Suzanne Gallagher, who's executive director of Parents' Rights in Education, which, by the way, started here in Oregon and is growing across the country. She's the keynote speaker for this event. So I want you to come and join us. Okay. Learn about what's going on in public schools in Oregon so that you can share it with others and you can make a difference about it. Again, you can go to Parents' Rights in Education and you can check on that. But again, it is from 6 to 9 p.m. January 17th. The doors open at 5:30. It's in Silverton, the Gallon House Farms Event Center. All right. Oregon Catalyst has a great story by Eric Shireman. But Salem sweeping sign regulation. Yes, this is about the Marines, the mural at Valley Roofing. And it's a long piece, and it cites the actual city code. It's got the Statesman Journal article that you can click on. And Shireman, whom I often disagree with, does a good job in articulating what's going on here. But the one thing that he or Chuck Bennett have not, at least I have not read, and again, maybe someone can enlighten me on this. Has it been truly determined that this property is within the boundaries of the city limits? Do they have legal authority? Do they have legal authority to actually regulate this? At any rate, it's a great piece. And I will put it on the show plan today, folks, so you can read it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Lines Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Freedom, heating, and air. Speaking of freedom, and those who fight for it, those of us who want to preserve it, Freedom, heating, and air is one of those companies that honors the legacy of freedom. It's not just something that they say. Folks, they believe in it, and they practice it every day in how they treat you as their customer. So you know what? If you're not comfortable because your heating and cooling system is not working right, call them. Then get out to your place right away. Give them a call, 503-580-1456, 580-1456. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what do you got to talk about today on Freedom Friday?
Yes, I was listening yesterday to your comments, Betsy Johnson in Scappoose. Do you suppose that, and I spent several years in that county and in her district. Do you suppose because of her business, she does have the business on the airport property? I think she does crop dusting and things like that. But she's not only concerned about the state of Oregon, but also how it affects her business and how she makes money and loses money.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, we all have, there's always some self-interest, especially if you're in business. So, you know, oftentimes, Glenn, when I was on the House floor voting on bills that were going to impact agriculture, that might impact my farm, I stood up and made the disclaimer that, you know, this bill may or may not impact my business and I have a, quote, potential conflict of interest. So, yeah, I think that is true with Betsy. I think it would be true with any business person that's voting on taxes, on regulation, anything.
Now, would she be directly affected by people leaving her company because they have to get the poke? Or is that not mandated at that point yet?
You know, that is a fair question. It's not mandated at this point. Betsy has had for many years, along with her husband, John, a helicopter services company. And one of the things that they've done is they have federal contracts with the Forest Service in firefighting and flying people in and out of, you know, forest fires and that kind of thing. So Joe Biden apparently has issued an edict that contractors have to have all of their employees get the shot. I think that also has been challenged. We'll go before the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a great question, and I'm glad you thought of it. Folks, back in a moment at 6:30, Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
All right, friends, we are back. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Friday. That's Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee, and this is your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. It's not what's on my plate. What's on your plate? What do you want to get off your chest? Anything is acceptable today. Anything. By the way, if any of you have any kind of an update on the mural situation at Valley Roofing, I would love to hear it. I'd love to get some sense of that and what's going on there. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at KUIK.com. Julie, come on. About me blathering. Geez. Anyway, before I get to the phones, Viper Roofing, you know, truly does have this great new product called RoofMax. It can save you a lot of money if you're not ready to, you know, to spend a lot of money in replacing your roof, you know, asphalt shingle roof specifically. RoofMax is a soybean-based product. You spray it on your roof, and it gives your asphalt shingles new life. Yes. So it is done at the fraction of the cost of a new roof. If that interests you, why don't you give them a call? 503-647-4725. They'll come out and give you a free estimate. Is your roof a good candidate for this great new product that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing? 503-647-4725. PfeifferRoofing.com. That is their website. You can watch a video on RoofMax. PfeifferRoofing.com. Let's go to the phones, and we'll start with Art. Art, good morning. Then we'll move to Tim.
Okay, real quick, I want to make a suggestion, Jeff. You actually are part of the news media, and if you want answers, I think you ought to call the Salem City Manager and ask the questions and see if you get an answer. That would be my advice on that. Anyways. So I want to make a comment today about what happened yesterday on the supposed insurrection and all the stuff that went on. Our president lying through his teeth and making a complete ass of himself, excuse my French, but it's true, and all the Democrats also. Okay. The investigation that they're doing is all political. We all know it. But we're not getting all the information from these people. We're not getting tapes of things, etc. And Jeff, I'm almost absolutely positive of it, that Antifa was involved in this dang thing, and their goal was to disrupt things so the Republicans could not do what they wanted to do, and that's challenge the election, and they succeeded. But, you know, people aren't talking about that very much. And we all know here in Oregon, Antifa is vicious and will do anything to further their purpose. They've done it here in Oregon. I know they've done it in Washington, D.C., and I believe they were bussed in. In fact, they talked about it when it happened, to disrupt what Ted Cruz and all of them were trying to do. And these people are terrorists, domestic terrorists. We're proof positive of that because we've seen how they've terrorized every dang thing that they don't like happening. You personally, Jeff, you were attacked here in Oregon. And yes, I want answers, but I want answers in the truth. And these people, the Democrats, don't care about the truth. All they care about is their political power and their purpose. And they'll allow anything to happen to further their, you know.
Yeah, they will. And you're right. And Art, I thank you for your points today. And I'll take that into consideration in terms of talking to the city manager. I don't know that, you know, they're going to come on air and say anything that isn't already being reported as supposedly there's negotiations going on. So we'll see. Art, I got to let you go, sadly, friend.
All right, God bless
Jim,
you.
And I've got Pat lined up here, and I've got to get to him. So, Corby, thanks for the emails about life insurance and life insurance paying out if a person commits suicide. Those things. Julie, about me blathering on, she says, you are a piker on blathering next to the creature in the White House. She calls Biden the blatherer in chief. Oh, that's just too good. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday.
Good morning, Jeff. This kind of supports Art. It's about leadership and language. Jen Psaki, she used to be a spokesman for the State Department, explained the hasty evacuation of the embassy in Yemen as not an evacuation but a reduction of staff. I said that yesterday. Then terror attacks are now, man, cause disasters. This is Obama. And so it ties into our president now. The soldier who killed 13 American soldiers in the name of jihad, it still is classified not as terrorism, but workplace violence. The Benghazi attack was blamed on Egyptian-American videographer. Fort Hood was a loony army doctor gone postal. And so it's not about language, it's about leadership. And what I like is that wordplay is merely a cover for uncertain policy embedded in confusion and ambiguity about the whole enterprise. It's not leading from behind. It's not leading at all. And I'm going to put some stuff together for the president.
Well, fair enough. And I mean, that's what you've just articulated is a long list of just things that the average person gets and understands. They know that they're being lied to. And the Afghanistan debacle and Jen Psaki continuing to try to deflect it. I mean, I know, look, press secretaries in these press briefings are there to defend the president. And I get that. But man, when you get the leftist news media, Tim, calling out Jen Psaki in a nice way for coloring, if you will, for spinning the news to the point that it's not credible anymore. I mean, the American people are not dumb. Yeah, they may be a little distracted at times, but they are not dumb. Tim, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's move on to Pat. Pat, good morning. Your thoughts?
Hi. Well, I was thinking about Ted Cruz. Did you catch that last night when Sean Hannity talked with him about the use of his words, terrorist, with the police and the insurrection at the Capitol building?
I missed that entirely. I was at a political function. So what did he say?
Well, he kind of walked it back, and he said he was talking about the police. He was not, they were so brave and so forth. And he said whenever he talks about the police being people, you know, going after them, he uses the term terrorist. And I have a little trouble with the way he was walking it back.
Okay. So, do you think then that...
well, it was a very poor choice of words.
Yeah, yeah. And, I agree.
Yeah, and Hannity really kind of pinned him down on that.
Good. You know, look, I mean, I don't care whether it's me, Pat, or anybody else. You know, we have to try to be accurate here in the things that we're talking about. That's why when I was talking about the life insurance story, your life insurance not paying out, I appreciated Freddie calling in and adding, you know, some real understanding and context to the reality here. So thank you, Pat. By the way, to Mike, thank you for the map where you can punch in Valley Roofing's address at 4910 Turner Road, and you can see that at least this map says it is inside the city limits. Okay, fair enough. Then he continues and says one thing that people are focused on is because it's patriotic. It is a code thing, but I believe it's in the context of the mural that has people in an uproar. I asked one of these leftists, he's talking about how he gets slammed on social media by the leftists here in Salem, if he liked the mural. He said, do I like it? I'm not really an art person. He couldn't answer yes or no. I wonder if that same leftist would like the other murals that are up around town, you know, that celebrate diversity and other things. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday.
I sent you a picture of a bus line called Yankee.
Hey, hang on, Rich. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break. Okay?
Okay.
It's a picture of some bus from Boston in Klamath Falls. What's that about? Back in a moment. 6:48, Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. In just a moment, we'll go back to Rich here. I think this is important. Freedom Friday, what do you want to talk about? Anything's on the table. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, I did punch in the address of 4910 Turner Road. That is Valley Roofing's address. And on the website, it brings up in the city limit and UGB lookup, it says it is in the urban growth boundary. That is not the city limits, folks. There's a distinction. I know I used to sit on a planning commission. The UGB is not within the city limits. They're two different things. So I'm still not satisfied that literally, now, that doesn't mean that the city of Salem isn't claiming that their ordinance covers UGB. I want to know what Oregon law says about that. I want to see what U.S. law says about it, because I don't think it does. But I may be wrong. But we have lawyers that argue in front of courts. Anyway, it is not answered to my satisfaction that, in fact, Valley Roofing is within the city limits. It is within the urban growth boundary. I don't know if city's ordinance actually applies. So let's go back to Rich. Rich, your thoughts. Welcome.
That picture was taken yesterday. Yankee Line happens to be a bus line out of Boston, Mass. And they've converted thousands of buses to do this. So the question I have is...
To do what? To do what?
To do the COVID vaccines. I'm sorry, not vaccines, COVID shot. Now, the question I have is...
So this bus from Boston is in Klamath County doing vaccines, giving people the shot? Is that what you're saying?
At the county grounds there in Klamath. And they have a big article about it, about them doing this, and they don't mention that they're traveling all over the United States. So the question I have is which politician's making money out of it to allow this bus company to leave Boston to do all this?
Oh, follow the money, huh?
Yeah, the next thing is Safeway, if you call in there to refill your prescription, they're talking about the shots being made available at the schools for the kids. I don't know how true that is, but that's what's on their recording. And last but not least, an interesting comedy for you. Epoch Times, December the paper one, December 15th through the 20th of last year, page A4, talks about the illegal marijuana growing in southern Oregon. All those arrested were Chinese. Isn't that strange? And it talks about the Mexican cartels, Russian cartels, Argentinian cartels, the Chinese cartels, the Bulgarian cartels are using southern Oregon for this. So if they know all that, which politicians are allowing these people in? And the next question I have is, most of these cartels don't play well together. So where's the body count unless somebody else is controlling the whole game?
The Chinese, huh?
Yep.
That's interesting. So, interesting question, because I'm not reading a lot, at least in news media around here anyway, about the cartels not playing well together and killing each other off. Where's the body count? Is it just not being reported?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying is normally the Mexicans and the Russians don't like to share territory.
You're right. Normally they don't.
Neither do the Chinese, and I'm sure the Argentinian and Bulgarians are. It's interesting that they have all these different countries named in here.
It is, yeah, and it is.
So
who's
controlling them?
Who is controlling them? I mean,
good question.
Look, it is. I mean, we know one thing, that Kate Brown has had a long relationship and love affair with giving the Chinese whatever they want in terms of these cable landing permits. They're putting these internet cables from China, landing them on the southern Oregon coast.
Well, they're all the way up into a Pacific City. And into Astoria and into Portland.
So, I mean, it's kind of interesting, right, that you got Chinese drug cartels?
As well as the Russians and the Mexicans. So,
yeah,
who's holding the lid on this? Because normally they don't play well together.
Well, I wonder if there are any enterprising investigative journalists that might be willing to look into that.
Well, it just seems odd that they know who the players are, but yet these players don't play well together.
They know who the players are. So you know as well as I do, there's a lot more to the story that's just not being told, and that's why you're bringing it up.
Yep.
It's a fair thing. Rich, thanks. I appreciate it. Rebecca Donaldson, folks, is an award-winning real estate broker. She won the best of the Willamette Valley. She's right here in the Salem area. So you know what? If you really are looking to buy or sell a home, why don't you give her a call? You know, you don't win the best of the Willamette Valley unless you're really good at what you're doing. And she is. That's pretty obvious. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home or maybe even a business, give her a call. 503-269-0747. 269-0747. Or check out her website, RebeccasGotHouses.com. RebeccasGotHouses.com. Let's see here. Emails. Oh, by the way, a great email from a regarding January 6th, the left's new holy day, from a state employee who shall never be named. And it's this: will Trump take the bait? And I'll read through this to you because it is interesting. The Democrats know a few things, he writes, about how to win elections. The most important thing they know is not to run on the issues of their ideas or their track record, but rather run on smearing, besmirching, destroying their opponents. Why did meritless Garland, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris, as well as all the other prominent Democrats, name, blame, and shame Trump over the last couple of days? Why did Biden state in his speech on Thursday that January 6, 2021 was an infamous day, a dagger at the throat of democracy, and that Trump is not just a former president, he's a defeated former president? Yeah, because you cheated, you liar. But anyway, here's why. The Democrat strategists know, number one, that Trump can be baited to lash out in anger, insult his opponents, vehemently defend himself, often his detriment. Number two, they know that Trump's greatest concern since the 2020 election is to prove that it was fraudulent, as demonstrated by his frequent claims that the election was stolen. Number three, and most importantly, they know that if they can keep Trump focused in anger on the 2020 election and bait him into continuing to claim he had nothing to do with inciting the violence during the January 6th riot, then they might just win again. In essence, if the Democrats can keep Trump fixated and obsessed with 2020 election results, they won't have to defend their failed destructive policies, the ruining of the economy, the wholesale mismanagement of COVID, and on and on and on. So it's an interesting question. He concludes by saying the big question is, will Trump take the bait by trying to win the battle while not realizing that in doing so, he just might lose the war? It's a fair question. I think Trump's a very smart guy. He gets it. You'll see his posture change, I believe. Be blessed, friends. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Marvin. See you.